Friends in Christ, if we look for just a few words to sum up the message of the scripture readings in this morning's Mass, perhaps we could use the little expression, back to basics. We're challenged this morning to focus our attention on the most essential things in our Christian faith and in our Christian life. We notice how the Lord sent out these disciples and he said, travel light. Don't take a lot of baggage with you. Just focus on what you're doing. Don't even stop to talk and people on the way. You have a message that the kingdom of God is coming. It's at hand. God is coming to be with his people in a new way. Don't let yourself be distracted from that. That's basic. It's interesting that the Lord chooses 72 in addition to the 12 apostles whose names we have. These are 72 unnamed. They're anonymous disciples. They're just ordinary, faithful lay people whom the Lord chose and sent out. And in a sense, we could say that refers to all of us. Every one of us is called to be an apostle. Every one of us is called to bear witness to Jesus in the different situations in our life in which God places us. If we're alert to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, we'll find lots of little ways, in keeping with our own personality, with the way God has made us. But if Jesus is deep in our hearts, he'll also be on our lips. We'll profess him. Perhaps in our life too, we need to get back to basics in the sense of perhaps shedding some excess baggage that's cluttering up our lives. Maybe we're too preoccupied with material things and possessions. We remember that warning in the parable of the sower, right? About the seed that falls on nice fertile ground, but as well as the good plant, there's also weeds that grow up there, distractions of the world that can lead us away from God little by little until our Christian life becomes just about choked up by material possessions. It mightn't just be material things. It might be, let's say, mental energy and other interests and things that we have that might be good in themselves, but if they come to occupy much too big a place in our life so that it's crowding out our time for prayer, for God, that's excess baggage that maybe needs to be shed as well. Just a little while ago, I was saddened in another state where I visited some friends. And the husband in that family, for a long time, he'd been very, very active in evangelizing, doing lots of things in the church for souls. And I was kind of sad. I visited a year or so ago, and I found that he would sort of, he was still going to church, still a practicing Catholic, all right, but he was now so tied up in virtual baseball that he spent just about all his time. You know, apparently you can make a lot of money by picking imaginary baseball teams and out of the play. Anyway, whatever. But he was getting really tied up into that, and it was affecting. He wasn't keeping with the basics. He was getting distracted with other things that might be okay, but they mustn't take the first place in our life. The Lord also reminds us that these basics include why we're here, where we're going, and how we get there. The first reading this morning from the prophet Isaiah is the very last chapter in that wonderful book of prophecy, the greatest book of prophecy in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 66. And he's talking about God's blessings on Jerusalem. And that Jerusalem doesn't just mean the physical city over there in Israel. It's referring to the city of God in the spiritual sense, the kingdom of heaven, the new Jerusalem. We're reminded that's where we're going. That's very basic, right? I was pleased to see, you might have seen this around St. Louis on some little stickers. I got one on my windshield. The Archdiocese a couple of years ago, I was one of the communications people, the ladies there was telling, they did some brainstorming. We want a little slogan that expresses what's the most important thing we're here as the church in St. Louis. what are we here for? And they said, we came up with a few little words to use as our slogan, Archdiocese of St. Louis, helping you get to heaven. Well, that's about as basic as you can get, right? That's why we're here. And that's a great little slogan which the Archdiocese has adopted. That's basic. But the Lord also reminds us in the scripture readings today that getting to heaven comes at a price. It comes at the price of the cross. First of all, the Lord sacrificing his life on the cross. But also, we're told that we too have to take up our cross to follow Jesus. The Lord's reminding us here that before we get to the good news, the kingdom of heaven, there's the bad news that Satan is alive and well. And life is a battle. In the last analysis against the forces of evil and darkness, those really dramatic words that the Lord says when the disciples tell him how they've been able to cast out demons. And Jesus says, I have seen Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Like lightning. Remember, his original name as a holy angel was Lucifer. That means in Latin, bearer of light. He was a great and holy being, but he fell into disobedience and pride and rebelled against God. And now he and the other fallen angels are our unseen enemies in this battle here below. And that's what the cross is all about, to destroy the works of the devil. Another very basic theme of our Christian life and faith. That's the theme of the second reading, which we heard in Hungarian this morning. And it's Paul, St. Paul, telling the Galatians that the only thing that he, Paul, wants to boast about or glory in is identifying with the cross of Christ. There's wonderful words, and I'll read them here in English. May I never boast accepting the cross of Christ, of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. It's one of my favorite passages in the whole of the scriptures. In fact, 31 years ago, when thanks be to God I was ordained a priest, I chose those words to put on my little ordination card. You know that when a priest gets ordained, he has a little card printed to give to friends, ask to pray for him, and that's the Bible verse I put on my card as a kind of a beacon or a light to guide me in my priestly ministry. I'm afraid I don't live up to it too well, but it's out there as my goal, right? That I should be crucified to the world and the world to me. That all that matters, the focus, the basic, is the cross of Christ, which leads us to the crown of glory. Just finished with a little anecdote that I was reading a while ago that I thought was beautiful and it makes a real point. It was about, this is a catechist who was preparing some children for First Communion, right? And they were practicing for the ceremony, and the children, quite a big number of them, had to walk up the center aisle and take their places at the front where they're going to receive communion. And the catechist was trying to get the children to walk in a nice straight line. And what happened? The kids were all looking at the one in front of them, and so one kid moved a little bit to one way, the others had followed there, and that line was kind of snaking around with a lot of curves in it. So the catechist said, kids, you're coming up the altar, don't look at the person in front of you, lift up your eyes and look at the cross up there on the sanctuary. Just keep your eyes on that cross, and you'll all go straight. And that's what they did. And that line was lovely and straight. They kept their eyes on Jesus on the cross. That was little children, but that's a great message for all of us, right? Let's keep constantly in our sight the basics. In this life, we must look to Jesus on the cross, knowing that that cross has won salvation for us. That cross of Jesus is what will lead us to the crown of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.